This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, Uma, over the weekend, an impassioned plea, very much like this one, filled our social media timelines.
Please don't ignore the law. No, embrace that higher principle for which the law was meant to serve. Justice. That's all I ask. Justice.
Now, so
that was Denzel, by the way.
Right. I was trying to figure out the context of this. So here's the story. It's a very important story that took place late last week. It built up quite a bit of momentum over the weekend. This was with regards to the sentence that was put upon Datin Rosita Muhammad Ali. Of course, she was charged with abusing her maid. But of course, the punishment resulted in what was described as a good behavior bond. And many people, at least online and social media, and members of the public felt that the sentence did not match the crime that was meted out to her.
Yeah. And you know, so legalities aside, I'm sure the judge had very good justification for laying down this particular sentence. Mm-hmm. But I guess in the court of public opinion, and also, I guess, in the court of what is moral and just and right,
yeah,
it feels like the public as well as this poor lady was shortchanged, because the Datin abused this poor lady, and you can see photos of it online as well. And I think what this puts forward is something that Malaysians have long come to believe, that if you're somehow rich and powerful, you can get away with anything.
Yeah. And what I think put this particular discussion into the scenario where you've got about 15,000 signatures, on change.org. It's an online petition basically demanding a harsher sentence. I think a lot of it is up to the images that have been seen the domestic worker.
That's
shocking
images.
Well,
they were calling for 15,000, but over 26,000 have already signed it.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a it's a big step. You know, Malaysians talk a lot.
Yeah.
And actually, for a call to action like that to work, people are feeling quite strongly
disturbed
about it. It's not just a retweet, right? You got to go change your door, you got to register, you got to sign up, you got to do your part. It's a multi-step process. And I always gauge how strongly people feel about something with the amount of effort they're willing to put in. It's not just clicking share or clicking like.
Yeah, we're going to hear, about the legal perspective of this case. That's coming up shortly after this. Here's some music by Mountain, Silver Paper on BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
6:12 p.m. Uma and Ezra here on the Evening Edition. We're taking a look at the story where, you know, an impassioned plea that took place online when a Datin Rosita Muhammad Ali was charged with abusing her domestic worker. And an online petition, we started with a target of 15,000 signatures. We just checked the link earlier. It's about 49,000, Uma?
Yep, 49,262 at the moment. She was just given a good behavior bond, and the petition calls for her to be charged with attempted murder or intent to cause serious bodily harm.
Now, Datin Rosita, 44, was charged with voluntarily causing grievous hurt on Suyanti Sutriso, 19, with a knife, mop, umbrella, iron rod, and clothes hanger. We're going to get a legal perspective on this case. We're crossing over now to lawyer Eric Paulson. Eric heads Lawyers for Liberty, a human rights and law reform initiative. Eric, good to hear from you. Now, can you please first explain what a good behavior bond is? How does it apply in a case?
A good behavior bond is basically like a suspended sentence. It is normally applied for a situation of an offense of a trivial nature, or because of the circumstances is such that the law should give the offender a second chance. And therefore, instead of putting that person in jail, the law thinks that it would be fit and proper for the person to be released on good behavior. So that means that if you don't re-offend in 2 or 3 years, then it should be fine and you should be let off.
So that works for trivial cases, but there's nothing trivial here. I mean, how is that such a meager sentence could be passed given the severity of what happened?
Right. I mean, in fact, when I first read about it, I was shocked and appalled because obviously the offense that Datin Rosita was charged with was extremely serious, because initially she was charged for attempted murder, and then the amended charge was one of causing grievous hurt with a weapon. So the punishment was up to 20 years. So by the very definition itself, such binding over sentence shouldn't have been given to her. So it is wrong in law, and the law and facts don't really support such a binding over sentence.
So, Eric, we've got this petition online at change.org. It's reaching fever pitch, and the AG Chambers filed a notice against the inadequacy of the sentence. What happens if the minister acknowledges this? Would she be retried? Would the sentence be overturned? How does it work?
You know, if the minister were to take an issue with the sentence, I don't think we should really put that much weight into it, because at the end of the day, the administration of justice, the law must take its course without, you know, being unduly influenced. So there is an appeal system. So what happened is it is good that the Attorney General has confirmed that he has appealed the sentence, and therefore the matter should come up at the High Court. So it will take some time before the record is compiled and be heard at the High Court. And hopefully the High Court would be able to correct this injustice.
So given the amount of domestic helper abuse cases in the country, should there be a more conscious effort on the parts of the government and judiciary to ensure that, you know, justice is served?
Well, I think this calls for a larger discussion, you know, whereby, you know, the government should be able to consult with NGOs like Tenaga Nita, whereby, you know, laws that protect foreign workers should equally be applied to domestic workers. Currently, you know, domestic workers should be protected, but because of the nature of their work, you know, they normally work for somebody in the house. They are normally excluded from everybody else. They are, you know, quite helpless and quite vulnerable. And so there's an issue of enforcement. So I think that's number one. Secondly, you know, as you said earlier, there is more reported cases of domestic abuse, and we know in some of the more serious cases, some of them have even died, including a recent case in Penang. So what happened is the courts can actually take cognizance of the fact that, you know, such vulnerable people, they require special protection. And because of the rampant nature of such cases, it calls for a deterrent sentence. So that actually can be done by the courts.
Eric, you know, NGOs are integral in helping with regards to abuse cases involving domestic workers. And the issue involves a larger group of people like agents. You've got the employers involved. Essentially, everyone needs to be held accountable, right?
Yes, certainly. And I think the public should also be aware and look out for their neighbors. You know, if there are telltale signs of domestic workers being abused, you know, then I think everybody should play their part and don't take it as it's none of their business. So if they suspect a genuine crime has been committed, then I think they should be able to either inform some NGOs for further investigation or inform the police officers so that such tragic cases can be avoided. Because at the end of the day, look, we must really protect these domestic workers, because, you know, enough is enough, and too many of them have actually suffered in the hands of Malaysians, and, you know, Malaysia as a civilized country must be able to conduct ourselves better.
Well, Eric, thank you very much for those insights. That was lawyer Eric Paulson, who heads Lawyers for Liberty. And, you know, it is interesting to see the amount of response that people have given to this particular online petition for the AG also to appeal the decision as well. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes.
Yeah, you're going to have I guess calls from the Indonesian government, like it's happened many, many times before. And it's just a true reflection on our society.
Of our values as well.
And our values. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, someone died. Right? Yeah. And now it's another case of abuse. It just seems to be happening far too regularly.
I've got some music right now by The Strokes. Hard to Explain on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.